Agestig Ri CGSF Nahed Poing Aun FM Crowlevel Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again, dear listener. It's another edition of Cheese Fleas with yours truly, who has been on five cups of coffee. Count them, five cups of coffee this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And, I just like coffee.
You always liked coffee. I do not like coffee.
I'm sorry. A cup of Joe, a cup of Java, whatever you want to call it. And you know what I do with the Daffodil?
I'm hoping that you're drinking it and not doing something weird with it.
Oh, well, it's not that weird. I sit in front of the TV here in the bunker every day and watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. You know, that TV show that makes you actually think.
Well, one of them makes you think a little harder than the other, but...
Yeah, but, and I got the idea, it's like, hey, maybe we could find some Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy songs.
Strangely enough, there are Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy songs out there.
Not necessarily related to the actual television show, but we found a couple that were, how shall we put it, cheesy.
Very much so.
Yes. On top of that, in the Limburger Lounge, we have Liz Damon's Orient Express playing The Wave. Really wants you to make you get into the, ooh, yeah.
Into
get
the wave. Smooth move.
The psychological craziness that is Wave, right?
Okay.
Are you getting with me?
No. But that's okay.
Fine. I just got into that a little bit too much. But we're starting off the show. Hey, you know, we're going to go Hawaiian for the first couple songs because we haven't been there for a while and we'll never get to Hawaii driving in the van.
No, I can't hold my breath that long.
No, but, you know, we can figuratively get into going to Hawaii with Tommy Garrett and his 50 guitars. I don't know how he plays 50 guitars at the same time, but apparently he knows how to.
I think he may have other people playing the guitars with him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, we got Hawaiian War Chant coming up shortly, but we're starting off with the classic Hawaiian song, Little Grass Shack. Right here on...
It's Cheese, Please!
Thank you. On this record, the signal to type will be the words, let's begin. S-N-A-R-F-D-U-D-E space D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L period space. Return. Relax your hands.
Cheese, please.
With Tommy Garrett, his 50 guitars,
and a few drums.
I guess so. And Hawaiian War Chant. And before that, Tommy Garrett, his 50 guitars, and Little Grass Shack. That was one of those records that you would play in the mid-20th century, you know, in that hi-fi stereo thing made of wood in the middle of your parents' room that you would stand. No, you wouldn't stand. You would sit in front of. Because you wanted the stereo effect.
Yes, you would sit exactly in the middle.
Right in the middle, so you would just, like, sit there, and everyone thought you were nuts. But, you know, you had the official stereo sound of stereo.
In both ears.
Exactly. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're featuring Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Well, not the TV series, but songs.
Songs that reference kind of.
Well, yeah, you could say that, depending on the songs. But basically, the titles of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. One has nothing to do with the television show. The other sort of does.
I'm going to talk about Wheel of Fortune, the television show that this song has nothing to do with.
Sure.
It was first broadcast in 1975.
Yes.
It's one of the highest-rated syndicated programs on American television. It's won a bunch of awards, ranked number 25 among the 50 greatest game shows of all time.
You know who did the music for Wheel of Fortune in its early days?
Nope.
Alan Thicke.
Not surprising.
You know, like Alan Thicke, like Growing Pains Alan Thicke?
He's known for a lot of things.
He did some music for game shows, one of which was Wheel of Fortune. Well, what else can you tell me?
Well, it's aired over 7,000 episodes.
7,000 episodes.
It is the longest-running syndicated game show in history.
Man, that's like a Wheel of Fortune channel waiting to happen.
And it is very, very embedded in American culture.
Yes.
It's been on The Simpsons. It's been on Family Guy. It's been on all kinds of different things.
Oh, I should dig out that parody song Dr. Dave did. Vanna, pick me a letter.
Yeah.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
But what else can you say?
There's been video games. There's been, the company's launched more than 10 different versions of the game.
Did I hear they had a slot machine too?
Yes, there are Wheel of Fortune slots.
Wow.
Out there. Anyway, I think we should play the songs and then we'll talk about Jeopardy a little bit after.
Yes. Shortly, we'll hear Weird Al Yankovic. You may or may not have heard of this. I lost on Jeopardy. But we're starting off with a real cheesy song. It hit top 10 in 1952 for K-Star. Wheel of Fortune on...
Cheese, Please.
Traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
Against a plumber and an architect. That's right, Al. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
Please, with Weird Al Yankovic and legendary NBC announcer Don Pardo in there. That's Don Pardo, Saturday Night Live. And I Lost on Jeopardy, ending off our Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy montage, tribute, whatever you want to call it. And you have more information about Jeopardy.
Well, the most interesting thing I could find about Jeopardy is that Merv Griffin actually came up with the idea on a plane.
What?
In 1963, he and his wife Julianne were flying back to New York.
Okay.
He was looking at notes because he was trying to start a new game show, and she asked if it was one of the knowledge-based games she liked. And because of the big $64,000 question scandal, networks were very against having any kind of a quiz show.
Oh, okay.
So she suggested, why don't you give them the answers and make them come up with the questions?
There's an idea.
So they went back and forth with a couple of suggestions and changed TV history.
Answer in the form of a question.
They spent months playtesting their new game, which they were calling What's the Question?
Yeah.
NBC thought the show was too hard, but they bought it anyway.
Good thing.
Made its debut, renamed it Jeopardy, hosted by Art Fleming in 1964, and it became the biggest hit ever in its daytime slot.
And the reboot, I think, was 1984 when Alex Trebek took over.
That is correct. And do you know who recruited Alex Trebek to do it?
No.
Alan Thicke.
Really?
Let me tie our two things together here.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's funny.
Alan Thicke convinced Alex Trebek to do it.
Well, they're both Canadian.
They are both Canadian.
That makes sense.
It does.
My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I guess now we have to move away from the game shows and into this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
I know, but you know what? We got to do it anyway.
Okay, let's play it. Let's get it over with.
Well, what are we playing?
We have Liz Damon's Orient Express doing something called Wave.
So we're going to wave away.
Yes, on
Cheese, Please.
A lovely way to be aware of things your heart alone was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight the moon, the stars above. it was eternity. By now you know the wave is on its way.
Orient Express. Oh, taking that wave is a wave on away from the microphone and off into the distance. Goodbye, folks. Exactly. On our Lindbergh, your lounge this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have made our way to the end of the tornado on the radio.
Again?
Yes.
I never look at the clock. You're the one that does that.
I know. I have to watch the clock, because if I didn't, we'd have 2-hour shows.
Yeah. We don't want to do that.
No. Oh.
What?
That was a weird song.
Why?
It just was. It was
well,
weird.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's Cheese Please. That's what we do.
It's Limburger, of course.
But during the song, I finally got the text from Billy Bob that says the van's ready to go.
Really?
Yes. It's had its tune-up.
Oh.
He put on 4 new tires.
Where'd he get the money for that?
I don't ask these questions.
Okay,
it's Billy
Bob.
I'm sure he stole them out of somebody's garage.
Yeah, of course.
He liberated them. That's how he calls it. He says he liberates things.
Well, yes. I apparently liberated a motor for the van, too.
Yeah, that was... Again, we don't ask these questions.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll sound okay when we get it on the road. So we're going on the road this soon.
Soon. Maybe not next week, but soon.
Oh, well.
Maybe that if he gets it here in time, maybe next week.
Well, the bunker's a little empty because of the fact that all the people that were storing the cars, trucks, motorbikes, and everything else.
They've all come taking their stuff. It's warm again.
It's a little bit echoey and kind of spooky late at night. So, with that in mind, I'm glad we're getting back on the road.
Yeah, I'm tired of playing pickleball in the bunker.
You were playing pickleball? When was this? I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, you know Joan, who lives on the farm 2 miles over that way?
Yeah?
She comes over and we play pickleball in the garage.
When's this?
Well, after the cars were moved out, it was much easier.
I know.
Before, I would have to move all the cars around.
Is that why you're in the lower part of the bunker?
Yes. We're playing pickleball.
Oh, here. And I'm upstairs watching TV. Okay. That's what's going on.
Yes, that's what's going on.
I didn't figure that out. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I play pickleball with you until the van comes?
Yes, we can play pickleball. I'll teach you. You'll like it.
Well, that's good. But it's time to open the bunker now. Or the
tube. It's time to open the tube. Run the tube.
Yes, I forgot where I am. Yeah. And that means I open it up, get the piece of paper here that tells me to play an industrial musical cut.
Ooh.
From one of those industrial musicals. How We Would Look Without Zippers, ending off the show this week. Suzanne Astor with Steve Skiles, Gary Sneed, Tom Urich, and Joel Warfield, and the cast of the J.C. Benny Spirit of 1966 industrial musical. Until
cool.
Next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Ladies, when you sit down and start upon a dress, did you ever happen to think while you are going through the motions, all that you are doing wouldn't mean a single thing if you didn't have a good selection of the little items of perfection that are known to everyone as sewing notions? There's something great about them. We couldn't live without them. We'll be right back.
would we look without zippers? Or where would we be with no thread? I think of the world without needles, and dizziness goes to your head.
We've got to
stick to our guns and our ribbons, keep our defenses in shape, and give that guy a hook in the eye who takes our measuring tape.
How would we look without zippers?
Awful!
Where would we be with no thread?
Dead.
Think of the world without needles.
What?
And dizziness goes to your head. We've got to stick to our guns and our ribbons, keep our defenses in shape, and give that guy a hook in the eye who takes our measuring tape. The best things of all things are not to be missed. The best things are small things that make the rest exist.
How would we look without rick-rack? Or where would we be with no chalk? I think of the world without buttons, and think how the neighbors would talk.
We ask you,
how could we live without scissors? Or what would we do with no pins? Without some snaps, it all would collapse, for that's where fashion begins.
How would we look without rick-rack?
Funny.
Where would we be with no chalk? Think of the world without buttons.
Yeah.
And think how the neighbors would talk. Yakety, yakety, yakety. How could we live without scissors? What would we do with no pins? Without some snaps, it all would collapse. No wonder our devotion goes to every single notion.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Hey, this is Eboshi.